USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The death toll from winter storms in upstate New York rising to 40 on Thursday. Meanwhile, out west, winter weighs heavily still. The Denver metro area digging out from a winter storm that dropped anywhere from 6 to 15 inches of snow. The National Weather Service's Scott Entrekin says conditions were ripe for the snow totals to grow.
It did transition a little bit early, and then by the time that happened, I mean, it just, we had some really intense snowfall rates.
He says that snow was more intense than expected, leading to heavier snowfall rates overnight last night. A winter system that's bringing heavy rain to populated areas along the West Coast Thursday, causing significant concerns for flooding in central and northern California. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Bob Orevec.
Well, it looks like it's going to be affecting anywhere from the Pacific Northwest coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, all the way southward into northern to central California. Eventually, it gets all the way south to southern California as we get on into the end of the weekend.
President Biden is signing a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through much of next year. The bill that officially avoids a shutdown includes $858 billion in defense funding and nearly $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pelé has died.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, as well as heart and kidney problems. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
An update on the big rock slide at Yosemite National Park. Officials say the slide took the lives of two people. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Airline travel is still a cause for concern across the U.S., with many Southwest Airlines flights canceled over the holiday weekend and through this week. Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website, says you should prepare yourself in the future in order to avoid paying double for travel.
Book a nonstop flight if you can. Don't try to build in stops. If there's a direct flight, make sure you're taking that direct flight. Have the airline app installed on your phone so you can rebook yourself in the event of irregular operations.
Passenger traffic at the Los Angeles International Airport reaching record highs. LAX officials announcing over 60 million passengers have traveled through the airport so far this year. That's the busiest year since the airport set traffic records before the pandemic. Flight delays and cancellations this week impacting the 134th Tournament of the Roses parade.
All the flowers made it safely to sunny Southern California before the airline meltdown began, but travelers, volunteers, marching bands, and others who want to fly west in time for the New Year's Day event are not faring as well. Many are stuck at airports trying to figure out alternate arrangements. Some of the float designers are pushing ahead to the finish line without some of their most prominent volunteer craftsmen and decorators. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Disgraced social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother being arrested on sex trafficking allegations. On Thursday, authorities arrested the two men in Romania on kidnapping and rape charges. The brothers allegedly detained two young girls in April. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.